Letters to a Young Teacher by Jonathan Kozol. Narrated by David Drummond. Copyright 2007 by Jonathan Kozol. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Crown Publishers, an imprint of the Crown Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. A Life Among School Children. Dear Francesca, I was very happy that you wrote to me, and I apologize for taking 2 weeks to reply. I was visiting schools in other cities in the first part of the month, and I didn't have a chance to read your letter carefully until tonight. The answer to your question is that I would love to come and visit in your classroom, and I'm glad that you invited me. I'd also like to reassure you that you didn't need to worry that I'd think your letter was presumptuous. I like to hear from teachers, and, as you have probably suspected, I feel very close to quite a few of them, especially the ones who work with little children in the elementary grades, because those are the grades I used to teach. I think that teaching is a beautiful profession, and that teachers of young children do one of the best things there is to do in life, bring joy and beauty, mystery and mischievous delight into the hearts of little people in their years of greatest curiosity. Sometimes when I'm visiting a school, a teacher whom I may have met once when she was in college, or with whom I may have corresponded briefly, or a teacher whom I've never met but who's read one of my books and feels as if she knows me, sees me standing in the corridor and comes right up and tells me, "Come and visit my classroom." Sometimes she doesn't give me any choice. She simply grabs me by the arm and brings me to the classroom. Then, when I get there, typically she puts me on the spot and asks if I would like to teach a lesson.